This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Oh, I'm going to show you more mana, more of this, more of this. You've ever come to more of this. You'll soon come to more of this. This is more. Going to come more. It's going to come very, very, very more. It's more mana, more of my mana. Father, we thank you. I give you the praise. I give you the honor. In Jesus' name, we give you praise. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Lord Jesus. Yes, sir. Yeah.
It's a manner that is a wearing. It's a wearing that has its manner. It's a manner that is a wearing. Therefore, minister, even in the liberty of the Spirit. Liberty of the Spirit. Liberty flowing even by the Spirit on your inside. Because their manners would begin to show forth. For the seasons you are stepping into, the seasons ahead of you are seasons of manners of the Spirit, even manners of ministry that would bring miracles, powers. Powers from clothes to clothes, from wearing to wearing, from manners to manners. Olele ole usimele ole, elemete ole ole, elemete la ole ole. Even new cultures of your ministrations, even new stirrings of your ministries. Even new fountains and expressions of the spirit of ministry, even from within you. Therefore, yield to the liberty of my spirit on your inside, even for manners, manners, manners.
Amen. Can we shout hallelujah? Is anyone who say amen? Can we shout hallelujah? Let's see. Acts chapter 19. Verse 5 says, when they had this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid hands on them, they spake with tongues and prophesied. And he went into the synagogue and spoke boldly of the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. And when divers were adding, if they believed not, but evil, they speak evil of the way. And before the multitude, he departed from them and separated unto the disciples, disputing daily in the school of Tyrannus. 11. Oh God, thank you. And God wrought special miracles. Not so. by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchief and aprons and diseases. Departed from them, an evil spirit went out of them. Amen. Chapter 14. And it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews and spake that a great multitude, both of the Jews and also of the Greeks, believed. But the unbelieving Jews stared of the Gentiles, and they made their minds believe, affected against the brethren. Long time, therefore, abode they, speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs were to be done by their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided, and part held with the Jews, and part with the apostles. This is where, again, I want us, long time therefore abode they, speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. Amen. Then 19 also said, God wrought what? Special miracles. So we can see the manner of the apostle, especially Apostle Paul. He said, these continue for 10 by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwell in Asia had the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and the Greeks. Paul was teaching in the school of Tyrannus. Amen. So that from his body were brought unto his, from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs and aprons and diseases, handkerchiefs or aprons, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirit went out of them. I want to obey God. Let me not disobey. One thing with this thing is obedience. When God has clearly said things, you have to obey. So we are going to step in by faith. So I'm reading the word to you to prepare your mind. Shout hallelujah. I'm going to obey God. I read 14, long time. God gave testimony to the word of his grace. Praise God. That signs and wonders were done. So you can see, I was talking to you that time, not so, but I was greeting, just normal greeting. I wasn't planning. Then my tongue changed. And during the change, I went into long conversation in the spirit that the Lord was speaking through the Holy Ghost. It's like the Holy Spirit was now speaking. And that was interpreted. Wonders, signs, are Olishulishi. I don't want to stop it because the Spirit spake through me. Hallelujah. Amen. So, the two verses of Scripture will begin to work. Hallelujah. As for now on. So we have miracles. Shout hallelujah. To give testimony to the word of his grace. Say, and long time therefore abode they, speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs. God granted. If God is not granting it, I'm sure you understand. If God is not granting it, it won't be done. But when God is granting it, he's going to get it done. And I'm sure God has granted it. He has granted it. Signs and wonders to be done by the hands. Amen. Now, the word of righteousness is different. At times, it takes time before those things come around the word of righteousness. The only person that I knew started with miracle is as instant as the word is the Lord Jesus. It's the Lord Jesus. How? One reason. It is only the Lord Jesus that started ministry as a son of God. I have never seen anybody who started ministry as a son of God, but who grew into ministry. So you can see why God delayed things. So you can see, they gave Jesus Christ. Jesus tarried for years before he entered ministry. So those things come, could follow how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and with power. John was filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb, but yet not anointed. But at the age of 30, John was anointed by God, not with miracles, to go and bear the ministry of Elijah. And he went in the power of the Spirit of Elijah. That's another dimension, which was also in Jesus' ministry. Amen. What John was, Jesus was like that. There's an angel here today. We receive his ministry with reverence to the Lord. I receive the ministry of this ministering spirit today. I don't know everything in the spirit. I want to be sure. I know ministering spirits have come to me mostly the minister, the work, the word, the ministry of ministration of the spirit in terms of God's word, are getting me, and things of God. But angels also, they are also having the ministry of the miraculous. They have the ministry of the miraculous. Yeah. The miracle, the Antichrist, the beast was performing, it's from the devil. Satan has miracles. Ability to perform miracle was granted him by Satan. That even it went down first from Satan to the prophet, not just the beast. He said, deceive them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast. Is in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had wound by a sword and did live yet. So miracles. Amen. Now trust out your faith. Believe. You can have stature and you may not believe. Just like Zechariah as a priest, he was seeing Gabriel. But what happened? He doubted. And the consequence was that he would be dumb. So you may not believe. So, because it was the law of appointed time, they bypass his doubt. We are not supposed to doubt. Don't doubt anything today. So I am not doubting. Yes. Don't doubt. That spirit of miracle is teaching. The spirit of this allocation is actually opening up this dispensation. So those angels have ability to wrought miracles. Hallelujah. We minister with them greatly on the auspices of revelation, the ministry of understanding. We ministered with them, but they are more than that. They are persons of stature, joyful to minister with you at that level. At the same time, they are also ministers who also minister alongside with you. concerning miracle. Any way Jesus wants to do it. I perceive that sons walk more with angels in terms of the miraculous and the wonders and sign, unlike a child or some of those who are children. They walk more with the Holy Ghost. And I don't know to what extent ministering spirits are involved in the ministry of the miraculous. I know the body of Christ needs this, but God wants the body also to grow. And I am not seeing miracles the way it ought to be seen. To be sincere, it's like the vault of miracle is being tight. Most of our meetings, you hardly find them. It's like the things are fast disappearing from where they came from. They are flying away like birds. But I don't know. Maybe order is shifting. A manner is going. Another is about to be installed, which you can't copy. Which is I see this manner of the miraculous is more with sons. The body is about to see the ministry of the sons of God. Jesus was sent out as a son, not just an evangelist, not just an apostle, not just a pastor. Some people as a young evangelist, pastors, fivefold ministry, they've done so much at the cradle of ministry. Many works. Hallelujah. But many works more than they work. He didn't work inside. So those whom God has afforded the responsibility of becoming a son, and they go ahead to complete obedience of growth, they won't leave them like that. They won't leave them like that. Amen. At 14, at 19, these ministers, they were not ministers of the faith in the Lord Jesus and love to all the saints. This is a minister of Christ. He was ministering Christ. Not so? For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ hath not wrought by me to make the Gentiles obedient both by the word and deed. Through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Holy Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. So, you can't preach the gospel of Christ without being defined as a power. You must be a power. When Paul says, my gospel, you get me? It's not just because of what he preached. Meaning, I am a person of the gospel. He has taken Christ himself. So, it's a gospel. It's a gospel. Paul was a kind of the gospel because Jesus made him a person of the gospel. He has inherited the gospel. Lord, just grant, as you have said it, long time, therefore, about thee, speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and grant signs and wonders to be done by their hands. By their hands. He granted it. So, we will exactly copy this and paste it It demands certain obedience in the spirit that will do that. Verse 11, and God wrought special miracles by who? Amen. I love the hands of Paul. So that from his body we are brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons and diseases, and the diseases departed from them, and in fact spirits went out of them. Two things were done there. So by the hands of Paul, God wrought special miracles. By the hands of Paul, so that from his body, are you listening to me? We are brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the spirits went out of them. It led to people putting handkerchiefs and aprons. Because what Paul was wrought miracles, then people put what, sir? Handkerchiefs. And what again? Aprons. I don't know what made them do that. That's a manner. I don't know, maybe Paul gave them direction to do that. I saw a manner. I spoke a lot in tongue. Oh, I wish it's a replay, but it's going to take some time for that thing to finish. You heard what I said in tongues and then turned to a Yoruba language. And I said some things also before I began to talk about miracles. That is, I was talking about singing Kato song, Ashe. That is, God is the one who will be doing them. That is another thing we should know. God is the one who will be doing them. So God wrought special miracles. He wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. It's the hands of Paul. And those people saw the miracles, not so? And because of that, they brought apron. It's today I understood it. I won't lie to you. Maybe some of you even understood more than me, but today, it's only today. I've just seen that now. I didn't see this verse very well. I used to think God wrought special miracles by Paul, and because of that, they use and catch it. I didn't read the hands of Paul. The hands of Paul. But before then, Paul had taught for 2 years, nonstop. Where? And God began to wrought. What happened at Ephesus? Paul was 2 years. But our own has been how many years? And you think God will not wrought miracles? So, it is God who is doing the miracles. So, I'm following the Spirit. I'm listening to instruction. So, 14, let's see 14 again. Patterns of miracles. Miracle patterns, not so. Those miracle patterns are word, they are in word, but they are spirit patterns. Long time, therefore, about day. You see that? Speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave what? Testimony unto what? Word of his grace. And granted the signs. Who granted it? I love, it means there is nothing you can do if God is not granting it. God had now says, I time to do miracles. God granted it, allow or permitted it. Is there any other word for granted? Permitted, I have said there is a permission. Signs and wonders to be done by their hands. So, God says it by the Spirit. God says it. So, reason for saying it to pastor is God is granting it. He wants me to be aware. Because that was part and parcel of my, I think it's a prayer today, that God, I had prayed about this, not tarrying prayer, but will I say crying for God to get, to begin to perform some things. I love this grant. Why grant? Because God is careful about work that is ongoing. So when, but when God says, high time to grant it, it is allowing it. He's giving it an approval. So granting it, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. So I've also said that by tongues here and by the Spirit of God. Both of them, hands of Paul. Hands of Paul. 14. And by their hands, signs and wonders to be done by their hands. Amen. What should be done? To be what? By their hands. Can we say hands? Amen. Hands. We give praise to God. The hands. So, Father, you have granted it. So, stretch forth your hand. You said, before I say it, Katoso, you begin to get the work done. Wrought your special miracles. Grant it. It is you who grants it. It is you who wrought it. But we can say also, wrought it. And we are not praying out of place. So, before we ask, you can also do it. And before we petition, you can begin to wrought it. So, Father, we believe you. Now begin to do, we set the space. We welcome it. We believe it. We receive that promise that you'll be doing. We say, thank you for granting it. Thank you for wrought special miracles. Thank you for signs and wonders that will be done by hands. He said it is by my hands. By my hands. So, Father, I receive my hands. I receive the rotting and the walking by my hands. So, as from now on, my hands, according as you have said it, will wrought miracles and signs and wonders might be done. In Jesus' name. And if being led you will operate through tokens. Thank you, Father. Kai. Yes. Receive miracles. Miracles begin to take place now. Any miracle, all miracles, all miracles, all miracles. Yes, all miracles. All of them, all of none, all healings. Creative miracles. Any lost part, you will restore. Anything that is lost, restored. Give it back. Replenish parts. And if there is anyone here that evil spirit is vexing, they will go out. They will go out. I say, go out. If there is any spirit of diseases, I say, be healed. Yes. Let's come under the reverence right now. That tongue, Pastor, amen. It says three elders are walking the walk of healing. So, the words and the proclamation and pronunciation is not left without a weight of spirit. So I believe it. So let us allow walk. People, some beings are here, elders. Because we believe it. We know it. Great healing is taking place. The Father is getting you healed. Our Father is getting you healed. God is wrought special miracles. So as a sign, I stretch my hand. I stretch my hand that signs and wonders might be done. As I stretch my hand, miracles will be wrought. That miracles might be wrought by God. God wrought special miracle by the hands. That my hands might be a vehicle of miracles. As I stretch this hand, let there be manifestation. Wrought miracles. Wrought miracles. Wrought miracles. Yes, miracles. Miracles. Missionaries. Mysteries.
Touching.
Oh, bearing miracle. Bearing ministry of my hand. Ministry. Ministry. Bearing me ministry. Me ministry. Me bearing ministry. Reaching even deeper, even to the realm of the soul. Even for healing. All manner of healing. Or what to handle. A new handle. A new manner. Miracle! 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 From my missionaries unto you, dear Jesus. Valium to you, daughter. Valium.
Yes.
She's a valium. Sleep for you. Rest. Sleep. Healing of sleep. Miracle of sleep. Sleep. Find that rest. Forgiveth his beloved rest. I bring miracle for sleep. Sleep. Snore. Sleep in peace. Peace I give to you. Take away sorrow. Take away that sorrow. That you will sleep. Take your rest in me. Faith. Receive it by faith. And take your rest.
Obinos tetonia catando sorugos calia gosta. Higgin. Even my servant, even your father, Kenneth Higgin, handled this power, even at a measure. And he prospered in it, even according to the measure that he was granted, even according to his own allocation, even in the same vein, even in the same manner. I want you to prosper, even with your generation. I want you to prosper. I want you to handle even this power, even through the mighty power of faith. You must operate in faith. You must receive it by faith. You must be of high faith. You must not doubt. You cannot doubt in this realm. You cannot second guess. You must have high faith. Even for the possibility, even of these operations, even to grow and to prosper, even depends on how much faith you meet it with. I'd like you to come to measures of new faith. Measures of new faith that you will receive even my ministry, even the ministry, even this ministry, even amongst you, that you may even grow, even to all the missions, even the places where I will have my servant go to, that this grace will grow and it will become even a character even of your community all over the world. Receive it that it fails not. Receive it that you may prosper and grow exceedingly. Receive it by faith. Receive it. Do not doubt. Do not doubt in your heart. Do not doubt. Said Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get ye out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee. When I make you a great nation, and then I will bless thee. For one to come into being a great nation, it takes some time. A great nation, is it? I'll make thee, not so. I will make thee a great nation. You, I'll make you a great nation. It's not saying, I'll make out of thee a great nation. You, I'll make you a great nation. And then, after I make you a great nation, then I will bless you and make thy name great. And thou shalt what now? Be a blessing. A blessing is a person with promises. To be a blessing is a person with what?
Promises.
A blessing is a person with promises. When someone has come into being a blessing, you have become a promise. I'll make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great. Before one becomes a great nation, there are levels of person attaining nationhood. There are levels and criterions of all kinds of nation in God, a nation. And concerning Isaac's son Esau and Jacob, their mother inquired of them while she found struggle. Then God said to her, two nations are in your womb. That tells us that is it two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels, and the one people shall be stronger than the other people. The elder shall serve the younger. Now, while we're there, what was in the people? These two nations were not many. They were just two persons. Is it the way God sees? How was God seeing? He was seeing nations, even from the womb. He said to him, then a nation, one will be stronger than the other. So someone can be a weak nation and some other can be a strong nation. A weak nation and a strong nation. In turn, become a weak people and and strong people. Isaiah 14, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell. Verse 12, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou caught down to the ground? Who did weaken the nations? When Satan is handling people, what is he weakening? So, how does he weaken the nation? He weakens nation by a curse. How does he weaken the nation? When he's bringing a curse to nation, he's weakening them. So, nearly all the nations of the earth are under his curse. One of the ways a nation is weakened is the veil. In this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, feast of wines on the lees, fat things full of marrow, wine on the lees well refined. He will destroy where? The face of the covering, cast over all people, not so. And what again? Veil spread over all nations. So there are two things, a cast, not so, and what again? A veil. So Satan uses veil, not so, over nations. This is Bible. And project cast over the people. Cast is higher and stronger than veil. A cast is higher than veil. To be able to get Satan off our universe, we need to remove his caste. It will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering caste over the all people and the veil that is spread over all nations. The veil, it is on this mountain. So, of course, what kind of mountain? What is this mountain? What is this mountain? This mountain are a projection of people. It's a people. Also, the mountain is what, son? It's a people. A mountain is actually a ground of a people. The mountains are for a people. Let's see Revelation 6. The seals dealt with the veil. Seals removed the veil. And I beheld, when he had opened the sixth seal, lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of air, and the moon became blood, and the stars fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. You know, Jesus gave this parable. When he says the stars, Jesus said also, Jesus taught the seal. Jesus knew the seal before he died. And they now showed John. So Jesus was saying it. While Jesus was teaching it, he was singing it in a vision. He taught this vision on the holy mountain. Jesus knew all the symbols concerning the seal before he died. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heavens shall be shaken, and the stars shall fall from heaven. These are not mega stars of earth, idol stars. Those are flesh. These are spirit. If it were natural stars, I'm talking about geographical star, the stars of creation in the outer space, the astral stars, the astral astronauts, astronomical. So the geography stars, if the one Jesus is referring to, one of them is more than the head. They say the closest star to us is the sun. How many times is the sun bigger than the earth? Is far bigger than the earth. 109 times. You see, the sun is one of the smallest stars. I mean, one of the closest ones. And there is a galaxy called Orion. It's a giant with his belt around his loins, with his hand stretching out his sword. Everything there is stars that made that formation. A giant is stars. So when they say Orion's belt, so when they say sword of Orion, the sword of Orion's are made up of millions of stars. And that should not be close to us. Nobody can travel to where a star is, talk less a galaxy. So to you, we see it as a sword. But the more, the closer you get to it, you won't see a sword. You see the distance between one star. When you see the Colossus of sword expression figure, the closer you are to it, the dispersed, the distance. The distance from one star to another star is an infinity. The closer you are to the end of universe, the farther it goes away. He said there is no machine, nobody. The universe is ever living. It's expanding. At what speed? If something carrying heavenly bodies with great speed, what of the carrier, the vehicle itself? So the universe is the vehicle of all the worlds. And is expanding. So one of those stars can fall here. So imagine God making beings, made beings, and they call them stars. What did they call them? Imagine beings that fell from a higher dimension of heaven can travel to our heavens and stay there, living there without food, without water. Human beings, we don't have the body right now to survive outside our earth. So if any man is going to do it by natural means, it's not going to be normal. Autistic children, they think intellectually more than the rest of, because of that they have distortion. Is that distortion is what gives those edge. They think more. They are not normal. Not that they are evil, but because of what comes to them. Information. And I have noticed every child that have a challenge on thought pattern, they have a psychiatric case at times. Show them book, they are better in terms of intellectual prowess. So you can understand that the brain, when over processing, will have trouble. You're overloading it. It's only the righteous man brain that you can actually increase his capacity. And that's why it's only God that can do that job of increasing your capacity and you are okay. So, when the brain and the mind is engaged beyond the normal responsibility, the person will have trouble. How God does it is that he quickens the spirit and then begin to work on the mind. Now, Satan did a lot of things to man that we are just discovering. He has weakened man. He has eaten deep into man. Adam doesn't need a book to jot things to remember them. You and I, we still need to do that. Any information that is typed in retains. They are retained. It doesn't lose any. It knows them. We cannot even know how Adam looked like. When we get to our vocation and we are fully what God wants us to be, we can have a picture of how Adam must have looked like. But you see, that particular production can't be. The three beings have to, the three beings at once, spirit, soul, body. When the spirit died, Adam's was left with his soul and then his body. Not so. Even though the spirit died, but the spirit still has an important work it does to the body. Take the spirit out of the body. Forget the body. The soul will not be able to interact with the body. So, the spirit is a very strong entity that holds the soul. So the spirit is like this bone of the body. Why you can see a body standing? You see why you are like this? It's because your spirit is in your body. If anything falls, what happens? You will shrink if the spirit is out of the body. Spirit and the soul needs to be in the body for the body to stand. Revelation chapter 6. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig casted on untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. Jesus talked about the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. Winds causes shaking. And the heaven departed as a scroll. When it is rolled together, and every mountain and island will move out of their places. These mountains and island were not created by God. They were the things Satan made to block men's view from God. What are these, sir? Elevations Satan raised. He said, every valley shall be filled, every mountain shall be brought low. So they need to remove the mountains. So these are the things we combat when you want to open people up to God. These are the things you fight, but they are planted by the adversary. And stars are the one who are guiding them. So these stars fell. Immediately the stars fell. The stars holds the veil, like screw the veil on high. So the stars are the keeper of the veil. And the veil is the blind from on high that blinds men from a distance unlimited on high. So that man won't receive signals because of veils. So when they say heaven is not one just one stretch, a lot of thick things put together, very thick spiritual materials. It took Satan some time to weave this heaven. So you all agree with me, the stars that fell are rulers of the darkness of this world. Who are these, huh? The rulers of the darkness of this world. When they fell to the earth. They are stars. They fell to the earth. Boa! Then they are heavens. Without that, they are heaven. They can't transact their work. Because that heaven is like a network band. It's a bandwidth for cast transmitting things into soul. So when you see people misbehaving, this is the work. So even believers, you talk to people today, they change. These are the things that are in charge of men who refuse at times when work is ongoing and a person is turning away from the work. These are the materials. These are the things that block it. Their hair is not true. If you listen for too long to this network, what will happen to you? You begin to do their bidding, because you can see the veil is the station of the rulers of the darkness of this world. How do you make veil? Cotton, robes, thread. Threads are taught. Then you weave it around until a body of cloth is formed. These are spiritual textile of spirit. So another word for this task to show you a better picture. Imagine millions and zillions of spiders. They weave web. So when they say web, website. We use movement of electronics to make web. But the original web are thoughts of spirit that makes an heaven. So there's no way you can survive under that kind of heaven. When you wake up, you begin to know things naturally. When you look around you, people are doing according to the website. You can type your word www.whatsapp. You download and upload from, praise God. So, to solve the problem of man, you need to take out these things. Imagine you now have an access to remove all the spiders that weaves. What will happen to their web? Thick web. What will happen to it? It will begin to fall. Very thick web spiders weave. Get the spiders out. You see, the web is like a cloth. They have just put together. Are you getting me? A mini thick net that is knitted together. And so if they seam it well, you hardly see a perforation in the midst of it. So that's how the veil that is over nations. So veil are thick weave art, weaved by spirit. They are angels that fell. So the veil is taken away. The spirits fell. And what happened? And the veil departed as a scroll. That heaven wasn't there. So it's not even the heaven of Adam. It's not even our firmament. They copy God because they have ability to do that. Because God stretched out heavens like a curtain. They too did what they did. They spread their whole heavens. Because that's who they are. They can give heavens upon our head as against the high places, the very firmament God created for us. Above the veil, there is still remaining. Even that veil was taken away, thought, seeing God, became apparent. They began to shout, hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne. Hide us from the face of him who seated on the throne. Hide us and from the wrath of the Lamb. How did they know that the wrath of the Lamb is coming? It means information began to dawn. God has been speaking all this while, but what happens? So remove the veil. What happens? What now remains when they remove the veil? Remaining the caste. But the caste needs a people. Nations can do nothing about the caste. As in, nations can do what? Nothing about the caste. But who? A people. So a people are stronger than a nation. So a people come closer to God. So that's why two nations are in your womb. The further defining them. Because a people is stronger than a nation. Two nations are in thy womb. Two manner of people will be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other. And the elder shall serve the younger. After becoming a nation, you should go ahead and become a people. At times it can take some time to receive a blessing. So don't cast away your confidence, which has a great recompense of reward. Make sure that If you don't have a jeep on earth, make sure you become a people. I am on earth and I'm unable to build my own house. I have failed as a man. You can have 50 houses. You're a failure. You're a great failure. So all those things does not make men. What makes you important is not what surrounds you. It's who you are inside. A nation is wider. A people are smaller. Now, a great nation, it's a people. But you are a chosen generation, royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Now, are you seeing a holy nation coming before a peculiar people? Now, everything outside, chosen generation, royal priesthood, all of those three are actually a kind of division and description of persons in Christ. So, but a people is used for the most holy. A people are most holy. So a royal priesthood, then holy nation, holy, holy nation. Everyone say holy nation. It's not the same as great nation. A great nation, when you come to God's order, you now see the same thing aligning again. Because of skill, I can understand, by true skill of many years of teaching, God was dealing with Abraham. He was not dealing him from the point of the name of the Lord. He was dealing with him from the point of God Almighty. So, of course, God's Almighty deals with sect of persons from people. Every person that would deal with God is a people. Is they are all a people. They are all one different people. All people of God. A peculiar people, Titus, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself. Whoa, a peculiar people. Who? A peculiar people. A peculiar people who will do good works. So there is a peculiar people who have not done works. So the beginning of peculiarity is that you are just presented in the most holy. Everyone is a people. The graves are people. So in the most holy place, the beginning of people can be taken as a great nation. A great nation is not in the court or sanctuary. Great nation, anything great, is a title for beings who have come into the most holy. Genesis 12. Now the Lord said unto, I'll get thee out of your country, from thy kindred and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will shew thee. I will make of thee a great nation. I will succeed in making you a great nation. And when I make you a great nation, then I will bless thee. They don't follow all that. The ones are standing alone, irrespective of each other. It's from here, my eyes open. You're a great nation, comma, and I will bless thee and make thy name great. And what happened? Let's count it. Great nation, bless thee to make your name great, and thou shalt be what, sir? A blessing. So I see a great nation as a people whom God has made great. A great nation are peculiar people. If you're going to take these people outside most holy, they are great nation. They are higher than holy nation, meaning they are greater than holy nation. Deuteronomy says, for thou art an holy people unto thy Lord God, and the Lord hath chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself. Above all the nations that are upon the earth. He's repeating it. Are you saying that? So you can't take a holy people as great people. Holy people, separated people. Peculiar people is actually a great nation. So it's not easy to come into being peculiar. So a peculiar people is a great nation. So what did I say? Satan loves to weaken people, nation. He likes to weaken the nations. So the veil departed as a result of nations. Nation and multitude, which could not be numbered. When nation disobeyed Satan, the stars fell. But when a people overcome the Satan, Satan fell from their places. Oh, Revelation 12. Behold, a great wonder appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun. You see, that's not just a wonder, it's a great one. And the moon was under her feet. Upon her head, a crown of 12 stars. Now, what you saw as stars are the tribes of the child in the woman. So what you see as 12 stars, they are more than 12 stars. All of them are 144 stars. So 12,000 are aligned to be one. So stars come together. So they become a battle star. So God is expecting us to actually be one. And she being with a child, cried traveling in birth, and pain to be delivered. So you can see the dragon too must have fought a war for them not to be one. One of their commandments, the commandment God has given to them is that you must be one. You must be as one. And she being not two children, just one child, and traveling in birth to be and pain to be delivered. Immediately this child appeared, the adversary was trouble, and he came out to devour the child. He wants to take the child as soon as the child will be born. But the child was caught up to God and to his throne. Now this child is not an ordinary child. Is a people. Is a people of great importance. Verse 8, chapter 66 of Isaiah, who had seen such things. Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Is a question. Shall the nation be born at once? Is a question. For as soon as Zion travels, what did she bring forth? She bring forth her children. So it's not just an ordinary nation. It's not just a nation. It's her children. And children, they are not ordinary. They are a people were on this mountain. Anyone Zion give birth to stays on Zion. Every offspring of Zion, where do you get them? You found them on the mountain. The one, I'm pregnant, but look at my children. So he's showing his children. And that are taking place in Zion. She brought forth her children. Shall I bring to birth and not cause it to bring forth, saith the Lord? Shall I bring forth and shut the womb, saith thy God? Rejoice ye, Jerusalem, be glad with her. All ye that love her, rejoice for joy with her. All ye that mourn for her, that ye may suck and be satisfied with the breast of her consolation, that you may milk out and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. Someone say, as soon as Zion travailed, before her pain came, before she travailed, she brought forth, and before she brought forth, she was delivered of a man-child. That's one child who have had such a thing, who has seen such things. Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall the nation be born at one? But as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. If you're going to put this together with Revelation, this is a great help by Isaiah. John 2 was a great help. You mesh scriptures together. So that tells us that there was a man-child before pain. There was another child after pain. Some people, you didn't feel pain before you gave birth, but some, you went through pain. You travail. And travail does not mean the one that gives trouble. You need to have wisdom. Travail just means someone who submitted to the laws. All the laws that are in Zion. There are all manner of things in God that can cause birth. There was a man child before. There came another that came through pain. Zion now travail the second time. Then like you brought forth a child. Bah! The first one. But one can't come out. One will not occur. Later. Then she began to have pangs, pain, and was crying. Because that child packed many things from her. That child took everything God put in Zion. So she's not just bringing part of the things, she's bringing all of the things. Great things are spoken of thee, O Zion, O mountain of the Lord. Last book of Psalm, glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God, Selah. I'll make mention of Rahab, a Babylon to them who know me. Behold, Philistine and Tyre, with Topia. This man was born theirs. This is skill of writing. Oh, out of Zion, and out of Zion they shall be said, this and that was born in her. And the eyes and shafts shall establish her, the born in her. The Lord shall come. When he writeth up the people, when the Lord is writing up the people, you know, to write you up is to take you up from within Zion and put you on top of the mountain. It's called writing. Then when anyone who is written up, his name shall be written in heaven. Now this man was born there, not so? As well as the singers, as the players and instruments shall be there. All my springs are in thee. Springs is from the word offsprings. All my offsprings, my genetics for birthing people. Number one, the word of God is a spring in Zion. The testimony of God is a spring in Zion. And this book of prophecy is also a spring in Zion. So there are three kinds of children. Two of them are man-child. There are three kinds of people. Two of them are man-child. The one with the word is not a man-child because we have only two man-child being born. But the one that is born of the word is not a man-child, but is a people, is a great nation. But now more than a nation that is great, God wanted a people of the great nation who can wage war with a covering caste. So when God seats people on Zion, he's building them up to face what's on. And the work is not done until the testimony of God produce a people. I will make thee a great nation and I will bless thee. When I bless you, then I will make your name great. Great name here are people of the testimony. Then thou shalt be a blessing. To be a blessing is to be a blessing. So what God is doing here is to make people a blessing. I will make your name great and I will bless thee. I'm coming to bless you when your name is great. So it means I'm not yet through with you. I will bless thee, and because I bless, then I will make your name great. Then, when your name is great, I will also bless you. Although it's not mentioned, from a great person, you move to become, thou shalt be a blessing. For you to be a blessing, you must be more than a person that has a great name. So, your name can be great. I love the word, and thou shalt be a blessing. It's a different thing. Listen to me. You are not a blessing yet if your name is just great. So you can have a great name and you are not yet a blessing. So making you a blessing is giving you what makes a blessing. So a blessing is who God is. God is blessed forever. God is blessed, not as in someone imparted blessing to him. He is a blessing to bless. That's why anyone who curse a blessing, you see a blessing going. He say, curse be thy name. That thing will bounce back and curse yourself. But when you bless a blessing, what happened? The blessing will bless you. When you see a blessing, it's back to the sender. So when you say, I curse you, it will bounce back to you. So don't curse what, sir? Don't curse a blessing. Because you'll be cursed. Most of the times, you have not met a blessing. You can curse any other, but don't curse a blessing. You can curse some people, just abuse them and be angry with them and curse. Listen, there are different curses. I'm not talking in terms of what Balaam, the son of Beor, was trying to do to Israel to curse them. But I'm just talking about someone who wants to walk ill against you. You can't curse a blessing. I know that the Jews did not receive Christ Jesus, the Lord, but you can't destroy them. Don't let the media and the liberals train you to hate Israel. Even though they've killed us, they persecuted our Lord. The way you took Jesus, you take Jesus, that's not how they are taking Jesus. They feel Jesus is just one boy that is so radicalized and everybody is following. These guys are our brother. They don't hate Jesus Christ even right now. They feel Jesus is part and parcel of them. They see him as almost like him because Matthew was saying he's also a Messiah. No. Anybody delivering Israel, something is on him. So it's true, God chose Netanyahu to deliver Israel from the bombs of Iran, but not from the devil. The actual Messiah is not the deliverer of Israel from the weapons of war that is machinated by man, but rather the deliverer of Israel from the dragon. That's the Messiah. Because he's fighting with a different kind of weapon, which the Jews know nothing about. So when I saw Netanyahu, I had Netanyahu talking and saying Jesus could not destroy Genghis Khan. He said, the way you have to be a brutal person against your enemy, that Jesus is not like that. That this Jesus Christ idea, take it easy, love your nation and love your enemy. He said, he's not going to get this job done. That's what he's trying to say. Quickly, some Christian wrote, say, you see what God will do to you. Forget me. That's not what he's saying. Especially the evangelical whites in America. They are very, very volatile. A lot of blessing has gone forward today. So our nation is water. The nation of the earth is the water of God. So you can see the water coming from the throne of God. Revelation 4. I saw a sea of glass. It's actually a water. Like unto a crystal is a sea of glass. Or a nation of glass. When it's a sea, it's a nation. Or an ocean. And we saw the Babylon woman sitting upon many waters, which are the nations of the earth. So God also is a water. God has his water. So God begins with a nation. The water of God is God's nation. So the nation of God is the first blessing, the blessing of the word, the blessing of the word of God. When the word of God is coming to you, what is coming to you? Nation. God is giving you a nation. From the nation that has been weakened, he's going to make it great. So, David, God will do something. God will extract weakness out of you and give you greatness. He's going to bless you with greatness. This time we are together is real work. Why you have to stay long is to get things out of you. The water of the dragon, certain spat nation to the woman to contaminate her. What he sent to her was the spit. This is the seed of the serpent to make her another nation. And because she was given a great wing of eagle to actually escape the flood. Ah! When Satan is spitting, don't let it touch you. It's a coarse water. Verse 13. And the dragon saw that the woman was cast unto the earth. And the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth. He persecuted the man, which brought forth the man child. And to the woman was given the two wings of great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into a place where she will be nourished from time and times, and another time from the face of the dragon. And the serpent cast out of his mouth. Is it cast out? Cast. Who is the dead serpent, sir? He's a caster. He knows how to cast. So what do you do to a caster? And the serpent cast out his out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, and that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. Carried away to where? You think it's an ordinary water? To be carried away is to be taken away spiritually. That is, the woman should be taken out of the way and become something else, a cursed nation. The covering cast over the nation. Somebody who is casting. That's what the Bible says. And the serpent cast her out. That same word. Meaning he's a master of cast. So when he fell, he was casting. So right over there, what was he doing? Covering. So he cast all manner of things. So he has many things. So the first one, it is the serpent that cast out of his mouth. Because in Garden of Eden, it was the serpent that came, not the dragon. So it means the serpent is the seed bearer. The serpent is a word of the devil animal. It's a part of the devil that carry the word, the seed, the corruptible seed. So what was he casting to the woman? Water. Water. To what? To corrupt the woman. But God helped the woman. So you can see what the serpent normally flood out. Corruption. They are coming from where? From the woman. From the woman. From the serpent. Then let's see what they use. And the serpent cast out of his mouth what? Water. As a flood. That he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. Okay. And they helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman. You know, when they were using caster, they used serpent. Now the dragon was wroth with the woman. He's turning back because he wasn't succeeding. Then he went back as a dragon to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Very easy. So it's clear. The woman was at the level of the word. But the child that came forth, first of all, without pain, was at the level of what? Of the testimony. But the last child that was born, which is the younger or the youngest, was the eldest in the spirit. The youngest is actually the eldest. And that was the one that now will rule. He's the greatest. So we can have brethren. There is one to bear the rule, which God will bring under to serve those who are elders in the spirit. So out of Zion, our youngest son sat on the throne. Psalm 132. If your children, thank you, thy children shall keep my covenant and testimony. This is, if you keep testimony and covenant, it's not enough to sit on the throne. That I shall teach them. Their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore. It means it's going to be the next one, which is the third generation that will sit on the throne. This is Bible.
I'm come to give you throne.
He wants to give you throne. He will give you throne. They are giving you your throne. They will give you a throne. It's to give you a throne. A throne. A throne. Amen. Genesis of Isaac and Jacob. They are blessing. I wanted to show you something. When Isaac was blessing Jacob, not so. And he came near and kissed him and smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him and said, see the smell of my son as the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. You must be a field first. Which the Lord has blessed. Therefore, God give thee of the dew of heaven. Amen. I'm blessing you, every one of you. I say, God will give you the dew of heaven. The fatness of the earth. Amen. Plenty of corn and wine. Amen. This is the plan. Let people serve thee. Amen. You don't understand that. People will serve thee. Amen. two things. First of all, people. Then one, the nations. So, he who is blessed, the blessing. There are those who serve. So, the last of the two, people who served the blessed. Nations also will bow down and be Lord over thy brethren. And let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Come, your mother's son. Curse be everyone that curse thee. The same thing. The same thing. Blessed be he that blessed thee. So that tells you, I will make thee of a great nation, and I will bless you, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. This is it here. It's still the same. It's not the patriarch, the father, son, Isaac, Jacob, and Abraham. They understood. It's a message. It's a gospel. What is gospel? Blessing. Oh my God. What is gospel? I was about 1998 stroke to 1999 December, maybe 25th or so. I went with mommy to Ondo to be shown to the parent. And suddenly the next day I woke up, I found myself, I'm giving that testimony. I have blessed you and I have blessed you and I will bless you for I have blessed you. I kept repeating it for how many minutes? Just come in and bless you. I bless you. I bless you. And when the thing became so much, I began to imagine nonsense. I was seeing that time 505 car was common. I was seeing cars. Okay. Things will come. Blessing, blessing, blessing. I kept seeing cars. Let people, you see the man saying, let people serve thee. To cause a people to serve you is not ordinary. And nations shall bow to thee. People's bowing. Service is different. Nations shall bow to you. Because service before nation. Before bowing. And be Lord over thy brethren. I say somebody is Lord over your brethren. You know the meaning of that. I love thy brethren. Those are prophets. We are untying secrets today. Let thy mother's sons bow down to the, another one I'm afraid for. Mother's son. The closer they are, that's what blessing does. Curse be everyone. That's the last one they always say. Curse be everyone that curse thee, and bless be everyone. Because through this, the whole head shall be blessed. Hold yourself. I pray for you. I pray for you. You will be blessed. Amen. I pray for you. You will be blessed. Amen. I will bless thee. Amen. God will make you a great nation. Amen. And make nations out of thee. Amen. And it shall bless thee. Amen. And make thy name great. Amen. And thou shalt be a blessing. Amen. Cursed be he that cursed thee. Amen. Blessed be he that blessed thee. Amen. That's what we have to make sure you're obeying God and keep the holy line pure. Hallelujah. Make sure you are obeying the holy writ, obeying the holy law. Therefore, God give thee the dew of heaven, yeah, the fatness of the earth, yeah, plenty of corn, yeah, and wine. Yeah. Let people serve thee. Yeah. Nation shall bow to thee. Yeah. The Lord over thy brethren. Yeah. Let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that cursed thee. And blessed be everyone that blessed thee. You see, this thing alone, you are made. If you can believe it. What I mean believe it is not, oh, I agree. Walk in the line of it. Don't come out of it until it finds a fruit out of you. Thank you. Thank you. So tanka tonko tanka tanko tanka entekelo mokanko tanka tenseto moga. Hallelujah. Presto for conta. Kreto canto canso canto conso conso. Evreno kusula ontro kans cancela. Consulo. Consul. Consulo. He said, you can say consulo. Counselor. Counselor. Tell me to me see a counselor. It will bring you a counselor. Bring you a counselor. He's a counselor. Master says to you, your counselor, your counselor. The mighty counselor. Our counselor. Your counselor. Is your counselor. Jesus is your counselor. Is the one counseling you. Great counselor. Ayokometefa. Ayokontreta si. Eretoka. Kretoka. Kretoka. Isto kreto mila. Kreto loto. Aretose kumaha. Counselor. My counselor. Is your counselor. Tontron counselor. Throne counselor. The throne of God. The throne counselor. The throne counselor. The mighty God is the mighty God, the everlasting Father, is the throne counselor. Counseling is a counselor. Kokoteva, kokoteva, nimokava, nimobera, my counselor. Holy counselor. Holy counselor. Counselor is a counselor. Jesus is a counselor. Is your counselor. Oh my mama, counselor. He's a counselor. He's a making my counselor. I'm making a counselor. He's a counselor. 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 Oh, my counselor. The counselor. Oh, your counselor. Counselor. Is your counselor. Is your counselor. Making your counselor. Is a counselor. Making a counselor here. I'm making, bringing you into a counselor. I'm taking a counselor. I'm making a counselor. I'm making a counselor. Making a counselor. Oh, my counselor, my counselor, my counselor, counselor, counselor. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen, amen. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. I impart that spirit. As I release my heart, hand, release that spirit. Receive the blessing. All the blessings. All the blessing. The array of the blessing. From the top to the bottom. Oh, blessing. Oh, blessing. Rest upon you. Receive the blessing. Receive your blessing. Don't stop halfway of the blessing. Receive my to get be the blessing. Thou shalt be a blessing. Unto you are a blessing. Unto you become a blessing. You shall be a blessing. All of you shall be a blessing. You shall become a blessing. You shall become a many blessing. Many blessing. Many blessing. I see many blessed here. Many shall be blessed here. You shall become a blessing. A blessing. And a blessing, and a blessing. Amen, 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 amen.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyosiyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org. or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.